Cirilla May, congratulations on this wonderful new album. It's called Let's Get Lost, and you've got an interesting mix of music here. There's some standards, a few originals, jazz, French songs, songs from musical theater. I'm wondering how you went about choosing the songs and putting together this particular collection.
Well, I don't really sit and decide the list of songs. It's just throughout the a couple years we've been on tour with the band, and every time we decide to learn new songs and to try out songs, and in the end these are the ones that worked. But I try to find a variety, so I want a bit of everything, that, you know, songs that can really express all my sides, my Latin side, my French side, my gypsy side, my jazz side, and basically who I am. But the core, the most important thing for me is the lyrics. So the lyrics have to really ring to me. Really, I can relate.
Is this, this seems to be kind of an introspective album, at least compared to your previous one, It's a Good Day. You start right off with Stephen Sondheim's Live Alone and Like It.
Yeah, it's more, I guess, It's a Good Day was created, is music that was kind of created in the studio. Because I had the idea of this band in my head, but Adrian, the gypsy guitar player, he lives in France, and so with Michael we worked on the arrangements, and then when I got everyone in the studio, that's when the music was created. But Let's Get Lost is the same band, but a band that has been touring together nonstop, and we've gotten to know each other so much more personally and musically that it's less... I guess less a naive album, more mature.
So how do you work with the band then in developing your arrangements? Is it a formal situation where you come up with the songs, or do you just kind of work on them and they just evolve sort of naturally as you're playing them?
It's both. Well, Michael and I, Michael Valianuza, electric guitar player, we are kind of the parents of the project. We really work on the core arrangement, and we also compose songs together and choose songs. And so I have more the kind of ensemble vision. I know what vibe I want. I know what groove and how I want the song to start and end. And Michael really has more the vision, the guitar version, each guitar should do, what their role is. And then we try with the band and we see what works and what doesn't work, and things can work at the beginning, and then when we've done three concerts we realize it's better to do it a different way, and so they take shape through time.
Is there an example of that on this album, Let's Get Lost, where the arrangement that we hear on the album is quite a bit different from what you originally tried out?
Yeah, many. Many, because the arrangement is really not done like that in one day and set in stone, because when we decide of the arrangement, then we have to try with the band and see how it works. And I remember Estrellitas, the Spanish one, we were playing it already in concerts, and there was this one thing that didn't feel right, and one day we were in Japan in the green room, and one of the guys said, hey, how about trying it in five? And it just worked completely. So it's really, it changes throughout every time we play. Now, even when we play live, the songs are different than on the album.
Vivir en tu recuerdo como simple aguacero de estrellitas y duendes pagaré por tu vientre mordiendo cada ilusión vivirá.
Now, there are a few tracks on the album in the gypsy jazz style, Three Little Words, for example, Let's Get Lost. You grew up in, as I understand, the village where legendary guitarist Django Reinhardt lived. Is this the style of music that you grew up hearing?
Yeah, well, I grew up hearing a lot of different kinds of music because my mother is from the Dominican Republic. So I grew up listening to salsa and merengue and bachata. And my parents, they are not musicians, but they love music. They love to dance. I would listen to, my mom showed me Michael Jackson when I was little, and she loved country music. And And my father loved classical music. But in this town, this particular town, there was a Django Reinhardt Festival every year. So gypsy music was all around town during the period of the Django Festival. And so that's also a big part of my music.
Did you go listen to the music? Did you go to the festival when you were young?
Yeah. Every time the festival was there, the whole village was all about the music.
And I was reading that it was at this time when you were young during the festival that you befriended some of the musicians that were coming through town and you struck up a close relationship with them, and that's how you developed your interest in music and becoming a musician?
Yeah, well, at first I became friends with the gypsies, but they were not musicians. It was just some girls that I befriended because they liked my bicycle. And we became friends, and little by little, I discovered their way of life and their culture and their language, and that's when I started understanding their music. And I had heard their music for a while now, but it had never touched me until I really realized where it came from. And that's when I fell in love with their music, once I knew who they were and how this music had come about.
And where did this music come from? How did it come about?
Well, it's music it's really, to me, it's freedom. It's really the way they live each day, like it's their last. This music is music of the present moment and fun, and it's for the family, and it's music that they need every day.
That's what I'd live for the rest of my days. And what I feel in my heart, they tell sincerely. No other words can tell it half so clearly. Three little words, eight little letters that simply mean I love you.
This is South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. My guest is Cyrille LeMay. She's out with a brand new album, Let's Get Lost. And she's coming to Sioux Falls for a performance as a part of the Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society's concert season. And Cyrille, at what point did you decide that you wanted to dedicate yourself to music? Or was there a point when you said, yes, this is what I want to do with my life?
I don't remember the point. I just remember the first time I sang and I decided I want to sing forever. But I never thought I want to make it a career. I just wanted to sing more and just kept doing it more and more and more. And I'm still here doing it. But yeah, when I was 14 and I met the gypsies, at first I started playing the guitar, and one day one of the gypsies asked me to sing a song for the family, and I discovered the connection was so much more direct when I was singing than looking at the guitar, and so I decided to start learning songs to sing.
And where did you go from there? What was the next step then?
Then the next step was to study music. So I went to Paris for a year and studied jazz at this place called the American School of Modern Music. And from there, I went to live in Dominican Republic, my mom's country. And then from there, I came to the U.S. to study at SUNY Purchase College in New York.
Now, I was also reading that you used to busk around Europe. I'm wondering what you learned from singing on the street corners and how that might have developed your relationship with your audiences.
Well, it mainly made me create my very first band with who I recorded my first album, because it was all kids from Purchase, and I took them all to Europe to busk on the streets, and we became a band, basically. And so then we recorded our first CD called The Cyrille Band, and that was just a wonderful experience.
How do you think your music has changed since that first album?
Well, I think since that first album, I was, you know, in the university studying jazz, straight ahead jazz, And so that album reflects really that side of me, the jazz, straight ahead side of me. And then I did two albums with a Brazilian guitar player because I went to Brazil and I fell in love with this music. And I did an album with the Chicago Jazz Orchestra, so with a big orchestra. And I think the two latest albums with this band, the new band, It's a Good Day and Let's Get Lost, really represent all facets of my personality today, meaning including going back to the gypsy roots, but still including all the jazz and straight ahead the music that I learned here in this country, and also the Latin side of me. So it's at this moment, but I know it's still going to evolve and I'm going to be touched by other kinds of music, and who knows.
It sounds like you have big ears and you're just open to everything, and that just comes out into your music. Are there certain things that just grab you? I mean, are there certain styles of music or certain things you hear in particular that really touch you in the way that maybe some other styles of music don't, or other things you hear that might not?
I couldn't put a finger on it. It's difficult to describe with words things that are unpalpable. I love honesty in music. I think that's my thing that touches me the most, is when an artist is honest, when he's not trying to be someone else, when he's really giving everything. It touches me no matter what style.
Now, Cyrilla May, you're coming to Sioux Falls. I'm wondering if you've performed in this part of the country before.
Nope.
So is there anything that you're looking forward to about coming here?
Well, I look forward to the concert. I'm not going to be a lot of time there. So I just hope we make a good concert, and that the people enjoy themselves.
Well, Cyril M.A., again, congratulations on the new album, and we look forward to your performance in Sioux Falls.
Thank you.
Let's show the world we're in that crazy mood. Let's defrost in romantic mist. Let's get crossed off everybody's list and celebrate this night we have each other. Ooh. Let's get